Hello and welcome to Behind Closed Doors, Confessions of a Man of God, episode one, the pilot episode. This is my first time actually doing this. I'm your host, Josh. I'm hoping that you join me on this journey to what I call a work in progress. This is pretty much my testimony about my life. You know, and I'm hoping that as we continue, that this would be something that I'd love to hear your story. I'd love for you to submit your stories, and if you approve and agree, I'd love to be able to share your story on my podcast. Because who knows? You know what things that I will talk about, the things that I've gone through in my life. You know, somebody else might be going through the same thing or something very similar, and it might be what they need. And who knows? It could be your story that I share that they need to hear. So yeah, this right here, Behind Closed Doors, is definitely a look into someone that has turned their life around, someone that has been through a lot. You know, when I look back at my life, I'm amazed at where I'm currently at. I'm amazed on how God has made a way when there have been many, many times either I shouldn't even be here or I don't even deserve it. And it, you know, I'm going to take you through this journey. And like I said, I really hope that you join me on this ride of seeing where it all started. You know, this is also kind of my way of getting through this too, to be able to share what I've been through, and each episode is going to be little snippets of my life, where you're going to hear what I did, you know, what was going through that time, what was happening. And then after, I'm definitely going to kind of give some insight on like my thoughts of today. You know, what do I think of how I was back then? Would I have done anything differently? Do I feel like there are things I could have changed, or the different views? And trust me, I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. I want to be as real as possible. Because like I feel like, again, there's too many times especially as a man, we're holding so much inside, and being able to discuss it, being able to have somebody that you can talk to. I fortunately have some brothers, I call them my brothers, that I can go to, talk to. We hold each other accountable, and definitely making sure that we both stay on the same path. So again, thank you for joining in. We're going to go ahead and just dive right in. So again, if this is something, I really hope you enjoy this. If it's something that you feel like this is something that you're liking, please definitely like, share. If you feel like somebody maybe needs to hear this, share it with them. Hit the notification. That way you get notified the next time I go ahead and do the next episode. I'm going to try to do it once a week. Don't know exactly what day I'm going to try to do it on, but definitely going to make the effort to really, really do this. It's something I feel that God has been pressing on my heart to do. And so I guess we'll go ahead and get started. So let's do this. As you saw the title, episode one, The Perfect Life, that's exactly what my life was at the time when I was a kid. I was in elementary school. And the school that I was currently attending just wasn't the right fit for me. I was getting into trouble. You know, it was pretty much just leading me down a path. And my mom knew that. My mom, she was a single mom. I had an older brother who was in high school at the time. You know, and she, you know, she's a very strong woman, a strong woman of God. And she wanted to do what she could for us, and she did that. We were raised in a church. We went to a, Pentecostal Spanish church. So you can, if you're not familiar with that, again, they're very charismatic. Especially being Spanish on top of that. So it kind of put that to another level. But we created a family, I had my group of friends, my brother had his friends, and going to school, I was away from all that. I didn't have those type of friends that I had in church there. And I think that's where a conflict kind of happened, is I had an expectation of the type of friendships that I built in the church would be the same at school, and that didn't happen. And I was looked at differently. And I was eventually got to the point to where things just weren't working out. My mom wind up transferring me to a different elementary school. Things were different. They were better. It was a nicer school. The friends that I made, I really liked them. I enjoyed being with them. We hung out, and it was great. I really felt life was perfect at that time, just because of how things were. My mom had a good job working for the state. My brother, of course, being in high school, he had his job. And me being in elementary, I had the friends. We had our neighborhood friends. We would go out. And again, remember, too, this was back then. Things were way differently. If you are a Gen Z or a millennial, I'm sorry, I am a Gen X. I was that one that grew up outside. I had those friends where we rode our bikes everywhere. We were outside till dark, where, they did have commercials back then that said, hey, do you know where your kids are? Telling parents, hey, you got kids, don't forget to bring them inside. But again, times were different back then, because I remember being able to walk with my friends all over the city. We walked downtown. That was a good 5-6 miles away. And then, of course, walking around the city, going to different stores, doing this, doing the arcades, doing that, going to each other's houses, playing. I had some of my other friends that lived in different parts of the city, and we would go right over there to them and hang out. And, and again, we weren't asked, where were you, where are you going? It was just get out, go have fun, see you tonight. And that's the way it was back then. You always hear, well, we drink out of the garden hose. Yeah, we did. But like I said, it was a different time back then. So definitely, I felt my life was perfect. As a kid, things were going great. And being in a new elementary school, in fifth grade, I was able to create this friendship that I really liked. Even had a crush my first crush at the school. Nothing never came of it. I think everybody knew that I liked her. I'm not sure if she liked me back. But again, that's for a different different story. But when things changed, it was when I went to middle school. Because of where I lived at, I went to a different middle school than all the friends that I was with in elementary school at the new one. They didn't go there. They went to a different one. So it was literally like me being the new kid on the block. And when you are in a small community, a city, it wasn't really big. I didn't think it was big. They've already established their friends. They've already established their cliques or groups. So me coming into this school, I felt like first I was just like, yeah, I'm great. I'm happy. I'm, to oh my God, everyone's staring at me. Some are picking on me now because I'm the new kid. Even though that I felt like I wasn't, I am. And it shifted a lot of who I was. Because to me, I was me. And now I feel so out of place. I feel like I'm not part of anything there. And when I and being in this school, this is where it kind of really started my journey of losing who I was. Because now I have to figure out, how am I going to fit in? What group am I going to hang out with? And it took me a while because I really didn't know how to do that. Because I was still thinking of how I was when I was in elementary, had my friends, had my church friends, and everything was just perfect. I didn't have to deal with conflict. I didn't have to deal with the drama and things like that that kids were dealing with. Because back then it was different, because when you had a confrontation, it was straight in your face. Like nobody, you know, if somebody said something to you, it wasn't, oh, they took offense to it and went to go tell. They did something about it. They went straight to your face. And you're either discussing it or you're fighting it. And where I was at, there wasn't much talking. So I had to literally learn to defend myself. And again, I started losing who I was. I started losing that happiness. I started losing that the way that I felt. So now I'm now walking around with my guard up. I'm now walking around very cautious. I'm trying, you know, figuring out who I can talk to, who I can't talk to. And I remember one time that really made me feel out of place. My brother graduated high school and he joined the Army, and I was proud of him. I looked up to him. He was my brother. And we flew down to Fort Benning to his graduation. And I remember my brother getting me what they call BDUs, which are the camouflage uniform that he wore. And I remember coming back home, and I was so proud of him that I actually wore the Army uniform, the BDUs, to school. Now, if you're familiar with the 90s, you know, kind of like the mid-late 90s, camouflage was a huge thing. People wore camouflage, you know, so I feel like, you know, maybe I kind of started that trend. But yeah, I remember back then, you know, everyone was into it. They were wearing the black, gray, white ones, the pink, the blues, and the greens, and you know, people wore the tops and the pants. But when I did it when I was in middle school, the looks that I got, I mean, I remember actually hiding in a cubby hole where a single door was. I think it was like to the janitor's closet. It was like a cubby hole. I would go in there and just sit there waiting for class to start or the bell to ring. And I could see people just walking past me. I could see people pulling their friends over to come look at me like I was some type of freak show. And it just crushed me. It really tore me down to like, I'm nobody. And I think it was at that point where I really started feeling like I need to be somebody. I need to figure out who I am. I need to figure out how can I survive here. So when it came to the bullying, the being picked on, I did the one thing I knew that I was good at, and that was fighting. So I started defending myself. I started getting into fights. It even got to the point to where people started knowing me as a fighter, and people were trying to test that. Either So I started getting this reputation of he's somebody you don't want to mess with, or he's somebody you want to test and find out. And it got bad. I got into a lot of fights. And I remember one time my mom got called into the office, and this was on St. Patrick's Day. Of course, St. Patrick's Day is something that we don't celebrate, really. My heritage is Mexican. So I was never brought up to always say, you got to wear green, I was never brought up with that. So wearing green was not something that I normally do. Green is not my color. And so, of course, me coming to school on St. Patrick's Day not wearing green led to open doors to everyone trying to come and pinch me. And they would come and pinch me, and I would hit them until it got to the point to where my mom got called to the school, and the assistant principal said, look, we can't have him hurting other kids. And my mom pretty much just laid it out to him and said, look, we don't celebrate this. We don't wear this. So it's not my responsibility to have him make sure that he's wearing green. He can wear whatever he wants. And if he chooses not to wear it, that's his choice. But you also need to do your job as a principal to be able to protect my son. Because if not, I will let him loose, and I don't care what will happen. And of course, they're like, no, we don't want that. We don't want that. So he gave me his pin off his jacket, which was like a little pot of gold, green pot of gold with a rainbow sticking out of it. And he goes, well, would you be okay wearing this for right now just to kind of help? And I'm like, sure, fine, whatever. So I put it on. But did it make a difference? No, it did not make a difference. People still were trying to pinch me. And I remember the one kid, he just took it way too far. And I wind up smashing his head into the locker, and that did it. I got put in school suspension for the remainder of the school year, which was literally half the school year. But it wasn't for the fighting. It was more towards, we're putting you in here for the protection of the other students, because that's how much fighting I was doing. So it's who I became when I was at that school. And like I said, that's what started sticking with me. This is who I am. And it really wasn't. It was not me. It was me creating something different, feeling that I had to be tougher. I had to be the one to initiate things. I had to be the one that was the last man standing, pretty much. But that was really never me. I lost who I was because I felt I had to be someone else. And that played a big role in me growing up. Because after that school year, my mom made the decision to move to another state. And took me out of school, and we moved to a different state. Of course, now I'm not understanding why. It was a decision that she felt she wanted to make. And so here we are starting all over again. But by this time, I've already built who I am, who I think I am. I am this big, tough guy, and I'm not taking anything from anybody. If you come at me, I'm going to come at you even hard. I'm going to come at you harder. So the perfect life was gone, just like that. And not only the perfect life, but also me. I lost me. And as I reflect back now, as I look back on my life back then as a kid, I really felt that things were perfect. I really felt that, they talk about how, kids had it so easy back then. And I was like, yeah, we did. I mean, the stories we told, I mean, they're epic. You know, I could say, yeah, I used to walk in 2 feet, 2 to 3 feet high snow to school. Yeah, I did that. But I enjoyed it. You know, the people that I got to hang out with, you know, riding the bikes and building the makeshift ramps with ply boards and bricks and jumping over each other with them. You know, it was fun. It was my life. And then it was gone. And then who I was back then, man, I really wish I could have stayed that way, but it didn't. It reminds me of Romans 12, where it says, don't change yourself to be like the people of this world, but let God change you in the side with new ways of thinking. And that made such a huge, huge difference. Looking at it now, because even though I was still in church, I never understood what it meant to have a relationship with God. I was just going there to hang out with friends. I was just going there to have fun. I was just going there to listen to the music. I wasn't there for the relationship. I wasn't there to learn about God, even though it was being taught to me, but that's not what I was getting. One thing I will say is that there's never the perfect life. There's moments in our lives that we feel might be perfect, but it'll never be perfect because there are still things going on in that time frame that you are still going through. I was still going through stuff there. Even when I felt things were good, there were still things that were going on that I didn't even know about at the time. I didn't know about the decisions my mom was going to make. I didn't know what was going on in her life to make her make that decision to up and leave. But I will say this, as I continue with this story, you know, as we continue moving in the next episodes, few episodes, you're going to see how much of other people's changes affected who I became and what things that I've done. Because now I started putting blame on those decisions from other people and not take responsibility for the decisions that I made. So as I wrap up here again, I'm not going to make these long. These are real, you know, really short things. I really encourage you right now, if you're in a place where you feel like you're losing yourself or you feel like you've kind of walked away from who you are, then you're not where you need to be at. I encourage you to turn around. You know, if you're walking with God, you have a relationship with God, definitely go back to Him. Rededicate. Live your life. Let go and let God. And He's going to open up doors for you that you never thought that that were ever going to be opened for you. And when God continues to bless you, if you're in a bad place, you're going to feel like, oh, I don't deserve it. That's the one thing I know about God, is that He loves you so much that He's still going to bless you even when you feel like you don't deserve it. Because that's how great He is. You know, as we continue on this journey of hearing my story, trust me, we're going to get to a point to where you're going to see, man, God do things in my life I definitely did not deserve. And even to this day, there are still things that he does that I keep just like, God, I don't deserve this. Because I have a relationship with God. I've allowed God to live my life. You know, I no longer am really living mine, but again, every day is a daily struggle. Every day I'm picking up that cross. Trust me, there are days I've dropped the cross. There are days I've forgot to pick up the cross. There are days I put the cross away. You know, as a man or woman of God, we're never going to be perfect, or never, we should never be looked at as a, of that who we as who we are. You know, we get that persona, and you hear people say, oh, you're a Christian, so life should be good. You should be doing this. No. Yeah, we're going to have our good time, but we are still also going to have our bad times. But those are the times that we continue to seek him more. Those are the times that we are asking for the strength to push forward, to break through those bonds or break through those walls that are holding us back from where God's trying to take us. And you can't do that if you're not you. Because if you're somebody else, how can God really bless you? Because you don't even know who you are. You know, we've all heard the verse, Jeremiah 29:11, the purpose I have for you is for good. And we tend to forget that at times, and we wonder, why are we going through this? Why is this happening? Or you change who you are thinking, I have to be somebody different in order to feel accepted. I have to be somebody different so I can manage. Or I have to be somebody different because that's who they want me to be. If you're having to change who you are because that's what they want you to be, they don't need to be in your life. You don't need to be in that situation that changes who you are. So don't let the change affect you. You be you. And let God do the rest. And I look forward to the next few episodes, because again, you're going to hear some things that, man, you're going to be like, man, he really did went through that? Yeah, I did. And, but like I said, it's not a story of me being ashamed. It's not a story of me, you know, thinking that I'm better, you know, than anything, you know, like, oh, he's just bragging. No, it's not. Because I'm still on that struggle bus. I'm still on that walk. I'm still, you know, my story is an unfinished story until the day that I get to go see my father. This is a work in progress. I will never say that I'm perfect. I will never say that I'm fully healed from the things that have happened in my life. It's a daily walk. I take it one day at a time. Like I said, I'm going to have my good days. I'm going to have my bad days. But I'm still going to press forward. I'm still going to lean on God. I'm still going to continue seeking him. Because it's no longer my life that I'm living. It's him living through me. And I'm like, all right, Lord, whatever direction you lead me into. And I hope that you do the same. So as we continue moving forward, you know, again, if this episode, you liked it, you want to hear more, like, hit that notification button, definitely share. You know, again, in, I'm not going to do it now, but I know in the next few episodes, if things continue to progress and getting a good response, I definitely want to open up my forum to be able to hear from you, to hear your story. And don't ever feel like your story is never good enough. Oh, my story isn't significant, or it's not as extravagant, and, you know, doesn't have all these twists and turns and all this and that. No, it's your story has a purpose. And if you want to share that story, like I said in the beginning, you never know who's going to hear your story that needs to hear it. Just like right now, my story. If it's something that you heard from here that touches you and says, man, I needed to hear that today. If you're going through that, you know, that phase of change, of feeling like you have to be somebody to feel accepted, or be somebody to get where you want to go, maybe this message was exactly what you needed to hear. Don't change who you are, because God has a greater plan for you. That plan does not include who you're trying to be. That plan is for who He created you to be. So again, I thank you. I hope you continue this journey with me. So until then, I'll see you then.